Is he related to Miss Mosley?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We all kin folks around here.
Well,
you know how it is? I mean, all the old ones.
I see.
Everybody was cousins as I grew up.
You had small, fairly isolated communities in the South. Well, thank you very much for your time and help. I certainly appreciate the...
Well, I wish I could have been better.
For me, it's been very, very helpful. I appreciate the comments. What we're doing is getting about the same responses, and we can chart those responses. What's really valuable are the comments that you've added as we've gone along. So.
In working with my interest in history, we have to, you know, research and then get it all together, and then it kind of forms a pattern.
That's right.
Work it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have enjoyed some of that. One of the largest things, I guess, I worked with, there was a Navy yard where they built gunboats during the Civil War on the river here. And I did a lot of research on that with a man in Blake that we worked together. And,
fascinating.
Well, we made quite a history of that after working with it several years. And we do have a historical society in this county. I noticed on this paper you gave me that there was some question of that.
Yes. Would you tell me about that?
We have a good leader in Blakely, Ms. E.P. Whitehead. And the county paper this week, I'll show you that. Carried some...
Confederate Navy Yard.
I have a scrapbook, but I could show the picture of some of the things mentioned there is what I visited here.
That sounds fascinating. Howard's Mill.
Yes, it's just above us.
Hazard's Mill, farther east, I think. Whether that's very big or not.
I'm sure the old house it mentioned there. It's in the family, so I got a picture of it.
Echo Bell.